And let's head down there now to Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, and we talked to Robbie Campo. And Robbie, boy, what a rough weekend this is going to be for somebody trying to catch a fish. How is Bayou Lutra? Did it produce last weekend with the cold temperatures and getting a redfish in there?
No, Don, it did not. And, you know, and it wasn't from a lack of not trying. People were there every day this weekend trying. But, you know, what I could tell you is, you know, and my phone is just nonstop ringing with this. I don't think it's going to happen today. The water is too high. Tomorrow is probably going to be your best bet. You know, we have a new moon coming around. So, you know, you got a pretty good tide range. So I don't believe that it's going to happen today. Tomorrow is probably going to be your best bet. And the reason I say that is because yesterday, you know, we hit 61 degrees down here, and, you know, and there was a few trout caught yesterday. So, you know, when I don't think the water temperatures are going to drop that quick. And, you know, when people ask me about these, you know, this redfish jubilee, and I always tell them, I said, look, if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world, guys, because, you know, when that water gets in that low 40s, you know, and you know, the high 30s and low 40s is when that, you know, jubilee usually takes place. I said, you know, you're subject to lose some trout, and it, you know, they start dying if the temperatures get any lower than that. I said, so if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world. So don't freak out because it's not going to happen. So. And I would rather it not happen than to lose a bunch of fish. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh yeah, for sure.
I mean that's just me. You know what I mean? But I know people are just sitting there patiently waiting, and they think it's going to happen. But I think your best bet is tomorrow morning, Don. I really do. It's if you look at the way the weather is down here right now, it's 35 degrees. It's cold. But it's not, you know, it's 35 degrees will do it. It's just got to have the water extremely, extremely low. And we had that all week, Don. I saw stuff on the flats I haven't seen since I was a kid. I heard you talking about that earlier, just a few minutes ago. And, look, we had some gust of wind here, just because I've been here since 4:30. That was 29 miles an hour, you know, 29.6. Yeah. So it's wind's pumping pretty good. So if you're going to try to go fishing today, I would advise against that. And you're going to have a falling tide all day. It's just not worth going out there and getting yourself in any kind of trouble, you know, and then you have to have somebody else come, have to come rescue you or whatever. And you put somebody else's life in danger when you have to do that. So, but one thing I can tell you is if you do not have your CETO membership renewed, this is the time to do it. Do it. Because, you know, these guys could save your life, especially in these kind of conditions. So get that done. And then, last week we had Coast Guard picking up people who were duck hunting on the last weekend. They got stuck out in Biloxi Marsh. You don't want to have to go. We don't have to put these guys out there in a helicopter trying to come get you because you got stuck. So, you know, there's better days to do this stuff on. So, you know, let's be smart about this.
Yeah, and God bless those CETO captains that have to get out there and do that stuff. You know, that's their job. That's their living. Robbie, you know, one thing, we talked about this before. You know, when you had these fronts come through in low tide conditions and small craft advisories, it was kind of a delayed action for the water to get out of the marshes and expose all those mud flats. We don't have the coast that we used to have. So not only do we protect that wetlands protect storm surge from coming in, it accelerates it going out when you don't have it, because it also backed it up and the water had to find its way through the little traverses before it got to the main bayous and then into the bays. But that doesn't happen anymore. That's why we get these extremely low tides and low water and dangerous situations in that marsh, because we don't have the marsh we used to.
You know, Don, you're exactly correct. I mean, because I've seen places, you know, I've watched this place erode since I'm a kid, right? So, you know, you go, I have to get in a boat. I have to go do this a couple times a year and just go ride through the main spots, you know what I mean, just to go take a ride, just to look at things and be familiar with it. So, you know, you say, oh, well, that island's gone or this island's gone. And you know, I mean, it this thing changes weekly out there, you know. So, and you're right. I mean, this water used to fall. It would take days to get out of here. Now, when it goes, it just goes. And listen, let me tell you, when it comes back up on the east wind, it comes up just as fast as it does when it gets out of here. So it's, you know, you when you got a storm coming or something around here, you better have your stuff up and get out of here while you can. You know, if they say that thing's coming, and when it gets to Jamaica, buddy, you better have everything picked up, because you'll have water on the Florissant Highway before you know it. So the
exactly
water comes
right
up just as fast as it flies out of here. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind too.
Well, it's a changing environment. You can still have good days fishing, but you got to make adjustments because the coast has adjusted, and what used to be good spots and productive spots become open water, and you just got to find the new ones and deal with the conditions at the time, and just be ready for change, because it's eventually going to be changing, like you say, almost on a weekly and monthly basis. Well, Robbie, anything else before you go, buddy?
Well, like I say, Don, you know, this time of the year, you know, people's asking, what can you do to be ready for spring? Go get your boat serviced right now. Go take it to wherever you go get your boat serviced and have it serviced, and get your oils changed, your low unit oils changed, check your hubs and your bearings and your tires, and check everything and make your batteries, and make sure your boat is in tip-top shape now. So when, you know, spring's right around the corner, Don, so when you know, when spring gets here, you're not the guy that's caught, you know, 3 weeks in line to get your boat looked at. So everybody waits to the last minute. And I know people are trying to bag that last buck. Oh, you know, the Alabama and, you know, mid-Mississippi's rut's in full swing right now. So, but as soon as this is over, get your boats and get them serviced. So, you know, you can be ready when spring gets here, because, you know, like I said, a couple more months, it's going to be here before you know it. You know, we're already in February. Tomorrow starts February. So, I mean, hey, you know, you got to get it while you can get it. And, look, they got a lot of boat dealers that do service work. They're sitting there twiddling their thumbs right now because a lot of things are slow. So, go get your boat fixed.
Yeah, they got specials on it, too, and you can actually save some money by getting it done early. Robbie, thanks for the report, as always, and we'll check in with you again next week, my friend. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo at Shell Beach. All right, we got some texts coming in. If you want to shoot us one, it's 504-260-1870. Questions, comments, tell us about your trip, what you got going on this weekend. We love to hear from our listeners, and that's how to do it, 504-260-1870. We're back with those right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.